From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice in the south of France Thursday night at a celebration for Bastille Day, France's independence holiday. 10 children are believed to be among those killed. At least 18 of the survivors are said to be in critical condition. VOA producer Linda Ring was there.
They had closed off traffic on the main street beforehand just because of the fireworks. So the truck just went up onto the promenade, which is a pedestrian promenade right by the sea, and he just was driving, mowing people down.
The dead attacker, formally identified by police as a 31-year-old French-Tunisian who lived in Nice, has not been confirmed to be working with any terrorist or militant group. Officers later found the truck to be carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. Video from the scene shows the truck stopped with bodies behind it, police shooting at the cab. French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack. Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended another 3 months. In the United States, both major U.S. presidential candidates responded to the attack by saying the U.S. is at war with radical Islamic terrorists. Hillary Clinton's response, however, was far more tempered than that of Donald Trump. Republican candidate Trump said the U.S. needs to, quote, get tough on terror, and if he were president, he would ask for a formal declaration of war. This is VOA. A spokesman for the White House says the United States is not conducting or coordinating with Russia on military operations in Syria. This was ahead of a visit to Russia by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Thursday that there is some speculation that an agreement may be reached during Kerry's visit, but it's not clear when or if that'll happen. Kerry left for Moscow on Thursday. Earnest also said Russia needs to decide whether it will focus on fighting extremists in Syria or propping up the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Trying to accomplish both goals is a fundamental contradiction, Earnest said, because propping up the Assad regime worsens the chaos inside of Syria, and extremist organizations rely on that chaos to thrive. In the United States, the Republican Party's Convention Rules Committee struck down a proposal on Thursday that would have allowed delegates at next week's convention to vote for someone other than the candidate that won the most votes in state primaries and caucuses. Analysts say the Rules Committee has effectively quashed the so-called Never Trump movement's effort to prevent Donald Trump from becoming the Republican presidential candidate. The South Korean Defense Ministry decision this week to deploy the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD, in the southeastern country of Seongju has sparked public fear that the system could endanger the health and safety of people living nearby, especially from exposure to the radiation from the system's powerful radar emissions. Protesters pelted South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn with eggs and water bottles on Friday as he tried to allay the concerns of citizens living near the site where the THAAD system will be deployed. With regards to the THAAD radar deployment, he said, "We will fully listen to your opinion and make sure safety is secured as a priority." He spoke in front of the Hsinchu County Hall. U.S. President Barack Obama says the country is expecting too much from police, including answering society's problems. He made the comments Thursday night at a town hall meeting in Washington to discuss the recent spate of racial tensions and police violence. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who has been criticized for harsh comments following the Dallas protests in which 5 police officers were killed by a sniper, stood up and challenged the president to more strongly support police after violent incidents and to condemn those who call for attacking police. Obama retorted that he always condemns anti-police rhetoric and has offered to send Patrick a transcript. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.